Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberry.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm, strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Do something good today.
I was running outside to play, grabbed an old hat from the rack. Grandma yelled out from the kitchen, "Boy, don't touch that dirty old hat." I said, "Oh, why, Grandma, doesn't look like much, just looks like all the others." Said, "Son, that's more than a dirty old hat, that's your grandpa's cover. It has stories to tell, but it cannot make a noise. It's seen so many things, but it doesn't have a voice. It may be hanging on a rack, just like all the others, but it's all."
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. And as always, I'm here to share stories of people who are making a difference and chasing purpose in their own way. Today, I'm talking with a young man who's working to find his place in the music world while staying true to who he is and where he comes from. Michael Schott is a young musician with a passion for music and a desire to grow, connect, and make an impact through his talent. Michael, welcome to The Mark White Show.
Man, it's an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me, sir.
Glad to be able to talk to you, and this conversation is taking place because I saw you on Instagram with a new song that you had come out with about biscuits, and I thought, well, that guy has a talent, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to share. And for our listeners who haven't heard of you before, Michael, let's just start with where you grew up and what life has been like for you growing up, where you came from.
Yeah, man, of course, like you said before, that song Biscuits, that's coming out May 1st, and that's going to be our newest release to radio, be the last release before my EP, That's My Honky Tonk, drops on May 29th. But that song kind of blew up overnight, and that video blew up overnight. I mean, it's almost at 500,000 views. And there's another funny story with songs I've gotten that have gone viral, but we'll get to that later. But my name is Michael Schott. I'm a traditional country singer-songwriter from eastern North Carolina, right here on the coast in a little town called Stella. It's right in between Swansboro and Camp Lejeune. And Mark, I can't think of a time in my life, even from my really young childhood, where I wasn't thinking of music. And, you know, I wasn't just trying to memorize melodies that I heard on the radio in my head. You know, I live on the farm right here with my family, my immediate family, my uncle and my grandpa. And, you know, I'd always sleep over when I was a little baby. So when I would wake up in the mornings, I would always go to my grandma's kitchen radio and I would tune into our local bluegrass and country station, 97.9. And man, I just remember listening to that station and thinking, you know, I would hear absolute legends who are favorites of mine. That's where I found out about, you know, Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings, Buck Owens, some of my biggest influences, you know, Jerry Reed, Darryl Singletary, all those guys. And man, that's where I really found my passion for music. I just remember always memorizing the melodies in my head. And like I said, just can't think of a time where I wasn't thinking of music. So from there, I think I have to blame my grandpa a little bit. He's my manager now. And I think he kind of saw that, I guess, what you'd call passion or talent in me for country music. So he bought me my first guitar. It was a little $50 gift from him and a little notepad to write my songs in. And buddy, I will tell you this, I went right from there. A few months later, I made my national PBS debut. I played two original songs in the Millwall Theater, real famous place up in Virginia. And then probably the biggest milestone early on in my career, I won my fifth grade talent show when I was 10. And man, I got to tell you, it's kind of been upward since then. I got into the local open mic circuit here in North Carolina, and I started the band when I was 12, just about to turn 13. I've played all over the country. I've had the honor of, you know, playing at select venues in Arkansas and Las Vegas and Texas, upstate New York, and of course right here in North Carolina, where we've been just saturating and we've been playing all the festivals around. Man, we're just having a blast with this thing. And a few months ago was probably the biggest thing that's taken place in my career so far. I had the honor of opening for Parmalee and Switchfoot right here on Camp Lejeune for their July 4th fireworks ceremony. And man, I got to tell you, that was a blast. And it kind of just validated the fact that I loved being on stage, and that's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So that's kind of where I've been with the music.
How old are you right now, Michael?
I'm 14. I turned 15 in June.
How about that? Just a young guy. I thought you were pretty young. I thought this guy has to be an early teenager. So you've kicked it off right, sounds like. How would you describe your style of music right now?
Well, the best way I can describe it, and the way I've always wanted it to be, is traditional country. Man, I feel like the Lord put me on this earth and made it my goal to help bring back traditional country music. And of course, there's a big wave of that. You got guys like Zach Topp or Jake Worthington that are bringing back that old classic sound. But I'm willing to go a step further back than that. You know, I said Merle Haggard earlier. I think he's the best to ever do it, you know, singing, guitar playing, songwriting. But, you know, there's also Waylon and Lefty Frizzell, Ray Price, Buck Owens, just some real influences of mine. From a young age, I just remember really liking their songs. And I've taken all that to the table, especially live and in the studio. I went to my producers on our last session back in October, and I told them, guys, I want this to sound like an old 80s Billy Sherrill country record. And man, I feel like we got that product pretty well. If you listen to that EP coming May 29th, That's My Honky Tonk, you'll hear it.
And you're writing your own songs, aren't you, Michael?
Yes, sir. I think we've only had a couple. Well, I know we've only had a couple outside cuts from other songwriters, but you know, that's what I like to say. My favorite part of being an artist and being a singer-songwriter is the songwriter part. I just love the process of whether it's a solo write or a co-write with other songwriters at the same time. I just love seeing the formation of a song come together. It's like a mathematician at heart. It's like how equations just come together in their head. That's what happens to me for songs. When we get in the writer's room, we put the pen to paper, man, I will tell you, the words just come together like glue. And that's just what I love. And I'm writing my own songs and we're putting them out. And man, people seem to be liking them. So I'm going to keep doing it until I feel like stopping.
And let's talk about where your inspiration usually comes from when you're writing your songs, Michael.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mentioned earlier the fifth grade talent show. That song was an original song, the one that I played there. It's in a little video off on YouTube somewhere, but it's called Lucky, and it was the first song that I ever wrote. We have an absolute honor of getting a little vacation house up in the Appalachian Mountains of Southwest Virginia. And man, there's a little outcropping, a big rock that you can go sit on right next to a tree, and it overlooks just a beautiful holler. I can't tell you how many successful songs I've written right out there and just looking up at all the family and friends and dogs up on the porch. Man, that's where I get inspiration. And of course, on our farm here in North Carolina, it is about as flat as a pancake out here, man. And it's as hot as a griddle. And it's just, you know, it's a farmland. It's just, it's so authentic being out here and living in rural land like I do. It's just so, it's so authentic, is I guess the word I want to use there. That's the best inspiration for my songwriting, is just being outside and being in the Lord's work.
And of course, every path that we choose has its challenges. It doesn't matter what we try to do. I've had a lot of jobs in my life, a lot of things that I've done, and everything had its challenges. Being a young person and toughing out this business, what has been, say, some of the challenges that you've experienced as a young teenager building music at this stage of your life?
You know, that's funny that you bring up the young teenager thing, because that's about the only challenge that I've had so far. You know, we'll reach out to venues. And when I tell you our band is good, we got a good, tight, traditional country show. It is energetic. But we'll reach out to these venues and they'll pass on me just because I'm 14. My grandpa's my manager, my sound guy. He comes to every show. My dad's literally my drummer, so he's right behind me on everything. And it's just been tough kind of getting through some doors as a teenager. I want to be able to prove to people that, you know, someone this age can do this. And another cool story is a few weeks ago, the middle school that I went to, I actually went back there and I gave them a little speech about being a 14-year-old singer-songwriter, and I told them about my experiences, the good and the bad. So, you know, getting to sit in front of all those kids and tell them about the experiences, man, I just want them to know that someone my age can do this. It is possible. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm living proof. You know, I've been able to go to Vegas and Arkansas. I've gotten to travel all over the country and beyond. Next year, I'll be in Denmark for a songwriter festival, you know? So I just want to be able to prove to them that I can do this. And I use some of that stuff, some of that challenge as fuel to be better and constantly hone my craft, which is country music.
And when it comes to doubt, and we doubt ourselves, we have other people doubt us, it doesn't matter if we're 14 or we're 50 or even older than that. How do you handle doubt, whether it's internal or from others, Michael?
Well, man, I will tell you, you know, for me, getting to connect with audiences worldwide with songs that I've written top to bottom, you know, from pen to paper to going in the studio. We have a song that we have not recorded yet, but we've played it live everywhere we've been. It's called Nuts and Bolts Man. It's a song about a working father. Like 60-hour weeks, my dad was a Nuts and Bolts Man. At every venue I play that song, at least five people have teared up unless the ones that there's less than five people, then it was just everybody, of course. But man, I've seen a lot of people tear up through that song and really have a solid, structured connection with that song. So that's what I use just kind of as a reminder, like, hey, don't listen to the doubt, because this stuff is happening, you know. And I'll be honest with you, we just had that video go viral that you saw of Biscuits. I would suggest anyone listening does not go look at the comments section. You know how IG Reels can be. It's very much hateful comments. But again, you know, all those people that are hating on me there in the comments use that as fuel. I don't care as much about that when I have people literally tearing up at a song that I wrote top to bottom. That's what I use just sort of as like a opposing the doubt sort of thing.
Right now, folks, we're talking with Michael Schott. It's S-C-H-O-T-T, but like shot from a gun. He's a young country musician from Stella, North Carolina, 14 years old. I found him on Instagram. Glad to have him here on The Mark White Show today. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen.
Since you left, I've been moaning the blues, and to make matters even worse, well, you ran away for some other dude who bought you some expensive purse. Well, I thought my love was worth enough for me and you to stick through.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. Right now on the line, I have Michael Schott. It's shot like a gun, but S-C-H-O-T-T, Michael Schott from Stella, North Carolina. He's 14 years old. Glad to have him on the line with us right now, as he is a young country musician trying to make it in the business, and I wanted to give him an opportunity to share about his music, his life, and he is on the line with me right now. Welcome back to the show, Michael.
Thanks for having me back, everybody.
All right, buddy. So before the break, we talked about where your journey started, and now we're going to look at where you're headed, Michael. So what are you working on right now? You're recording, writing, performing. It sounds like you've got a lot going on trying to make this happen as a 14-year-old.
Man, a lot going on is a good summary of it. We are recording and writing and performing and playing shows all over the place. It's not announced yet, but we have a tour coming up, got a tour all around North Carolina. And in May, we're going back to Nashville for some big-time songwriters, co-writes, and going to go record some new material. Man, it's just been a lot. Obviously, it's a lot of fun getting to travel all over the place and play my songs for people and just have a great time doing it. But we're going to Miami as well in May, June, July, August. Every weekend is booked up with full band shows all over the place. So, man, we're just having a lot of fun, and it's a lot to keep up with. But I think being busy is a good thing, you know. We're just having fun doing it.
What does it mean to you? And you mentioned in the first segment about people being brought to tears by one of your songs. What does it mean to you when someone connects with your music in that way, buddy?
Man, it means everything. That is the best part of being a musician. I'm sure any musician that is listening tonight can really just relate to that. It is the biggest connection. That's a song, again, like I said, that's a song we walked into the writer's room. We had no idea we were going to write. We came up with the title. We wrote the song, getting ready to record it in May and put it out to the world. Man, just stuff like that. That's what really keeps me going. And it's just such a beautiful connection to see people relating to the song.
Michael, have you had any moments where someone shared how your music impacted them?
Great question. Well, I was playing at Live Oak, a little spot in Midtown, the Midtown section of Nashville. And I played the song live. It was on the Josh Terry podcast, which is one of the biggest writers' rounds there in Nashville. But I was playing there, and when I got done, I had played that song, Nuts and Bolts Man, and a few other songs as well, of course. That's how a round works. But when I had gotten done with the show, a lady came down and she said, "Excuse me, my father was a mechanic for over 40 years. I found your song so relatable, and me and my husband cried, and my husband didn't even grow up with a father." That was a pretty cool moment, a full circle moment for me.
When I heard the song Biscuits, Michael, it took me back to my great-grandmother who lived in our home. I was raised by my grandparents who loved making biscuits for people, and that was something that was very special. Between that and fried chicken, before I would leave for school, Mamaw would say, "Hey, do you know what I'm going to make for you for supper?" And she would, of course, tell me she was going to be making fried chicken, and we'd have biscuits and homemade mashed potatoes and gravy and all that good stuff. And so, you know, your songs are very relatable, and you think about, you know, your own message, your stories, how you've grown up, and it does relate to other people, and they think about their own circumstances. So that can be very helpful when it comes to connecting with an audience. And I believe you're able to do that in spite of maybe some of the other comments that people make. When you look at the positive and you look at who it's impacting, we're not going to impact everybody, but we're going to impact somebody. And as long as you're doing the right things and you're putting a good message out there, you're going to connect with the people who will acknowledge that and let you know that your music is making a difference in their life.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've had countless people reach out, and well, there's the 14-year-old coming out right there. But with the countless people that have reached out and just, you know, said how much the song means to me. You know, again, like you said earlier, through all the hate comments, we've gotten so many, how much they related to the song and how much they loved it, and they're going to stream it and they're going to show it to all their friends. That's all I could ask for.
Let's talk about the people who are in your corner right now. You talked about your granddad being your manager, your dad being a drummer. Who's helping you stay focused and encouraged during this time?
Well, obviously, grandpa and dad, they're probably the two people that I see the most. In my life, they're probably the two people I see the most. My mother is my homeschool teacher. God bless her. She has a very hard job being a mom and a homeschool teacher. But I also have two little sisters at home who, you know, I don't get to see a whole lot because I'm on the road so much, but, just seeing their faces after a long trip, that's what keeps me going. We have our, label admin, Calhoun Enterprises. They have really helped us over the last year with getting releases out to, streaming platforms and radio. My distribution, is through Symphonic. They're kind of like DistroKid or someone that you submit your songs through when they put it to the streaming platforms. But we also submit our lyric videos to them and our official music videos. they've been a huge help, having them in our corner and just, you know, going to them for advice on the music business. As far as the songwriting side, I got two guys from the Nashville Knights songwriting organization right up there in Nashville who I'm actually going to write with there in Nashville, some of them. Their names are Blue Foley and Lee Tucker. Now, how I met Lee was in August. I was in Nashville playing at the Nashville Palace for a country jukebox show hosted by Mr. Josh Terry. When I got done with the show, basically Lee came down and invited me to the songwriting organization. And of course I said, yes. We've written a bunch of songs since then. That's actually who I wrote Nuts and Bolts Man with. That's Lee. And then Blue Foley, he's a Grammy and CMA nominated songwriter. He is a super, super nice guy. And just, again, having them in my corner has just been such a help. They're teaching me a lot about songwriting that I don't think I could have ever learned from anybody else. And just having all those folks, you know, surrounding me, I'm sure you understand this, Mark, but having a music career is not easy, but surrounding yourself with the right team and the right people through it all, that is what helps the most.
Michael, I want you to think about this for just a minute. What does success look like to you personally, not just professionally, but personally? What does success look like to you? I mean, if you can't be Tim McGraw or Clint Black or Alan Jackson, but you go around the country and you sing songs to people and you're making music and you're having fun, what does that success look like for you?
You know, Mark, success looks like three things to me. First and foremost, I want to be in a position someday where I am able to help others and connect with audiences through my music. Obviously, this whole thing with the Nuts and Bolts Man song, you know, I've been able to connect with so many new fans of mine who are probably lifelong fans to this point now, just through my music. And I just want to be at a point someday where I'm able to help out others, maybe other musicians who really need it the most. We do have a big announcement coming here that is going to actually kind of be based around that. But secondly, I, of course, do want to be a big artist, like you said, Tim McGraw, Clint Black, like those kind of guys. And I know that through hard work, dedication, enough effort, enough drive put into this thing, man, I just pray and hope I can get there one day so that I have a much bigger audience and a much bigger reach to be able to meet new fans and connect with people. That is what success looks like to me. You know, at the end of my life, I want to be able to say, man, I did all I could. And where we're at right now, especially as an independent artist, I feel like I really am putting in a lot of work. We're putting in a lot of effort. Obviously, every day I'm doing at least an hour of practice, you know, whether that's vocals or guitar playing or writing songs. There's a lot of back-end stuff that goes into this. But through it all, I think I put in enough hard work and drive in. That is what success at the end of the day looks like for me.
And Michael, there may be young people listening who may have a dream like yours. Here I am in radio, but when I was your age, I listened to 104.7 WZZK out of Birmingham, and I listened to the artists that I still love to this day from the late 80s and early 90s. And I had a dream similar to yours. I used to sing a lot in different places, and there were a lot of things that I did that I felt like I might be on a path myself. But what would you say to young people listening right now about getting started? And you've already alluded to it a little bit with your practice, but staying consistent in meeting their goals or trying to find their dream and live out their dreams.
Yeah, you know, there's something I learned a long time ago. And really, you can look at it subjectively, but it's the person with the fanciest plan will always be much lower than the person with execution. If you're going to make a career choice and you're going to really try to push to get the ball rolling on your career, you've got to execute, execute, execute. You can have a great strategy and, man, just a top-notch plan that any major label artist would die for. But if you don't execute on it, then it's not going to happen in the way you want. You know, we've had stuff like that. We'll think of these really, really cool strategies and ideas for my career. And, you know, all of a sudden, like a year flies by and we're like, man, you know, we really didn't execute on that. I can tell you as an artist for over 7 years now, I started playing, you know, really when I was seven. You know, really the most important thing is you execute on your goals and your dreams, and you make sure all of your goals are professional and time-based and that you can execute on them. That does not mean you can go and say, all right, in a week, I'm going to go viral. I'm going to go viral now. You know, that's not something you can plan for. But what you can plan for, man, you've got to execute on it, and you've got to have a good strategy. You've got to be even better at executing it and getting things done. Of course, follow your dreams. Follow the path that you think the Lord has led you on, and hopefully someday you'll end up where you want to be.
Michael, tell people how they can connect with you now.
Of course, yeah. If you want to privately message me, that's on social media or through the contact page on the website. But my name is Michael Schott. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. We're currently working on TikTok right now. I mentioned earlier in the show, I got banned. I had a mandolin cover of a gospel song that got over 500,000 views, and my entire account got banned because I was a minor. We're currently working on TikTok right now. It's a bit of a work in progress. But for now, you guys can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Michael Schott Music. That is M-I-C-H-A-E-L. S-C-H-O-T-T. You can look on my Bands in Town or my website in the upcoming shows page for any of my upcoming tour dates that you want to come see the full band at, because I promise you folks, wherever you come, it's going to be a fun, energetic show. And I'd love to hear from you guys. Just, you know, send me an email with that contact page in the website. I'd love to hear from you, and I appreciate everyone so much.
Michael Schott, 14-year-old from Stella, North Carolina, giving him a shot to share his music with my listeners here on The Mark White Show today. Thank you again, Michael, for joining me here on The Mark White Show.
Of course. Everybody go stream my music, Michael Schott, on all the streaming platforms and social media. Appreciate you guys so much. And Mark, once again, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, my friend. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we are sharing stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact, not just in this country, but around the world. We want to make a difference. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hello?
Hey, Dad. I've got a quick question. Have you got a sec?
Sure, son. Just throwing the ball for Rufus. What's up?
So, I found a couple shingles in our yard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure we need a new roof, but I'm not sure who to call.
Well, your mother and I have always used Thompson Roofing, 256 Roofing.
ChatGPT told me to look for someone local,
mm-hmm.
licensed, insured, and has recognized expertise.
Well, 256 Roofing.
Of course I'm going to need someone I can, you know, trust.
Right. 256 Roofing.
Okay, I'm on Thompson Roofing's website, 256roofing.com, but I think I'll just call. What's their number?
Son, 256 Roofing.
You know, I feel like I've heard that before. Thanks, Dad.
You don't just want a roof. You want your home protected by people who respect it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is local, proven, and offer the strongest warranties in Alabama. They provide confidence from the top down.
What's that number again?
256 Roofing.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all. Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.